Well, it was a four-door. But it made the back door, back seat very accessible. So,
that's good. But. So did you, you have more affiliation with your relatives in Asheville?
Yes. Well, we saw them almost every weekend, every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 3 hours up the road. We'd go up there. They'd come down here. We'd go up there and go trout fishing, big trout fishing. Oh. Love to go trout fishing. Oh. We'd go up there and go trout fishing in fact, we didn't even have to go camp out. We'd stay at my aunt and uncle's and get up early in the morning, go trout fishing, come back that night. And, you know, so, you know, big trout fishing for them. And big NASCAR fan, fanatical NASCAR fan.
It
was big because as traveling on Sundays, we would listen to it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, there was 50 races, 60 races a year.
And as opposed to now, what is it?
36.
Oh.
And so every Sunday, there was a race, except for on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
They don't race on Easter. And so it was always a big thing to listen to the race on the radio. My mom and sister would be in the back seat. My dad and I would be in the front seat because the race, and she'd put me in the front so I can listen to the race with dad. It wouldn't have to be blaring, and she wouldn't have to hear it. She can sit in the back with my sister. So that's, you know, it was something that dad and I could enjoy and listen to and talk about all the time. And so that, you know.
And you still keep up with all that, huh?
Oh, I'm a diehard fan. Love it. See, that's what's great about racing is that it starts in February and it ends in November.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a huge season, and you only have about, maybe 10, 11 weeks of no racing or off season. So, you know, I mean, it's really something that you can carry through the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long schedule. It's a, you know, and so that's something I really enjoy about it. I like about it.
And that takes you up to North Carolina, too.
Well, there's Charlotte. And
what about Alabama?
Talladega?
Yes.
Great track. Problem is, they need to get rid of the restrictor plates. That's a problem. You know, they talk about all kinds of solutions. You know, tearing it down and making the banks, you know, not taking down the big banks so they don't have to run wide open and all. And they're afraid. See, those cars will run 220, 230 miles an hour at that speed. They'll get up in the air and get into the stands. So, but you know, I feel what they need to do is go to a 300 cc cubic inch engine. Instead of a 350, which they have, when they go to a 300 cubic inch engine, they're not going to produce as much horsepower. Now, maybe over sometime in the future, with the work and how they invent stuff, they possibly will.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think with a reduced engine, they can get away from the restrictor plates. What restrictor plates are? It's a reduced hole. There's four holes in a carburetor that goes down into the engine. With those four holes, you have gas and you have air going into the motor. Well, if you reduce the holes, you reduce the amount of air going into the motor. With the air, it reduces the amount of horsepower. So you're going from producing about 800 horses down to producing about 550 horsepower. So that reduces the amount of horse and the speed they produce, which it also reduces the throttle response. Throttle response is when you step on it, you move. So what they basically do is they just put their foot down and hold their foot down, and they run in big, huge packs. So when they have accidents, they're all together instead of being spread out in fewer accidents. So if they had more throttle response, less horsepower, go to a smaller engine, I believe that would solve the problem. But they talk about the money that it would cost. Well, think about how many cars they wreck every time they race there. Whenever you take out 15, 20 cars at a wreck, you know, and then you've taken a race with 43 racers and you've got 20 racers, and the next time you wreck you only have 10 racers out there. So it's you know, it's something they need to do, they need to think about. But
okay, kind of speaking from kind of keeping up with you a little bit about cars.
Well, so you got it on tape so you can listen to it anytime you want.
That's true. Good point. So let me ask you this, did you go to where'd you go to school?
Which school?
Tell me
about
your schooling.
Well, I went to Brockett Elementary, mm-hmm. which was right around the corner, walked to the school. Went to Tucker, which was just a little bit further, and that's the only high school I went to. Well, what was bad is that my elementary school, whenever I went from elementary to high school,